organised by Tyneside Community Action for Refugees. We organise regular monthly speak-outs, organise open platforms, open microphones, where any anti-racist can come on the monument and speak out against racism in whatever way, shape or form they want. This Saturday, we're demonstrating and having a speak out on the theme of detention. As you can see, we're going to be doing some street theatre to symbolise people struggling in detention centres. I ask everybody to come and have a look and see some of the facts and figures that are stuck up around this cage here. At the moment, the Labour government is building more and more immigration prisons and detention centres. At present, there are a total of 2,659 bed spaces in immigration removal centres and short-term holding facilities. The government plans to increase this capacity to 4,385. Asylum seekers can be detained at any time, not for having committed a crime, but for administrative reasons. People are often held indefinitely, with no solicitor and no release date. Many of these people have fled persecution, rape and other abuses in their home countries, but in Britain they encounter yet more abuse, this time by the racist British government and its agents, the people who are involved in private companies like G4 and Securico, who are making a profit from locking people up in conditions where people can't access solicitors, can't access healthcare. There was a report done last year that found in Yarlswood Detention Centre, a detention centre for families, that women didn't have access to clean water to wash out their babies' bottles and instead had to use toilet bowls. This is happening in this country, the fourth richest country in the world, in detention centres, and private companies like G-Force and Securico are making a profit out of it. Of the 10 immigration centres in the UK at the moment, 7 of these are run by private companies. Private companies whose aim is to make a profit and exploit people by locking them up and making a profit out of that. Every year, over 2,000 children are detained for the purpose of immigration control. There is no limit on the amount of time that people can be detained for. Some people have been detained for over 2 years in a detention centre with children. So this means that people who have children can face, after they've had to flee for their lives and for their children's lives, they can face indefinite detention. They can face indefinite detention in one of these 10 detention centres across the UK. In the last week of February, a TCAR member, Gaspard, was snatched from his home by immigration police and held in detention at Northumbria police station for a whole day without being able to contact his wife. He was eventually released. Sorry, a case of mistaken identity. Tina from Newcastle was snatched with her two children before Christmas and sent to Yarlswood Detention Centre, where she was repeatedly called a black monkey by racist staff. TCAR campaigned for her release and she was released just before Christmas. Last summer, a member of TCAR, Mako, was taken from her home in Benwell and was detained in Dungavel Detention Centre with her three-year-old son and eight-month-old daughter. She was detained in Dungavel in Scotland, where there was an outbreak of sickness and diarrhoea. This outbreak was so bad that the whole detention centre was quarantined, yet there wasn't inadequate access to healthcare. And let's remember, this is a family detention centre. Mako's daughter, Yasmin, became so ill that she had to go to hospital. But the detention centre staff would not allow Mako to go to hospital with her daughter. So they told out across in detention centres across the UK. So I just want to remind people that this is an open microphone. It's the third Speak Out Against Racism that Tyneside Community Action for Refugees has organised. And we invite any anti-racist to come and talk and speak out here at the monument, at our monument, at our place where we can come and speak out against what we think is wrong in the UK and in the world at the moment. The theme of today's Speak Out is around immigration detention centres. But